Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. Mayor Mueller has called for swift rule adjustments for travelers returning home to Berlin. Yesterday, he spoke out in favor of a meeting of state leaders with Chancellor Merkel within the next 2 weeks. Mueller is concerned about rising infection figures in Germany and the recent classification of Spain, a popular tourist destination, as a high incidence area. Mueller, who is currently chairman of the Conference of Minister Presidents, said he would like the federal government to increase testing at airports and warned that, quote, the corridor to still effectively counteracting the current development is narrowing. That's why we need to act quickly now, including a meeting of my counterparts soon. Unquote. According to our report by the Funke Media Group, the Federal Ministry of Health is planning a significant expansion of the testing requirement for travelers returning to Germany. Health Minister Spahn wants to make a negative corona test mandatory for travelers entering Germany, regardless of the areas they come from and the means of transport they use. Until now, fully vaccinated or fully recovered airline passengers entering Germany from high-risk areas are exempted from testing. Virologist Martin Stormer of the University of Frankfurt welcomes the idea of expanding mandatory corona testing for returning vacationers because data indicates that vaccinated people could also be infected with the Delta variant. Berlin currently has the second highest coronavirus incidence in the Federal Republic. Against this background, Federal Health Minister Spahn has criticized the disregard for hygiene rules at the Christopher Street Day or the CSD demo last Saturday. He stated, quote, the pictures from the CSD where people dance intimately in the street without masks do not fit the current pandemic situation. I see this with concern, and the distancing rules apply to everyone, regardless of the reason for the meeting. Unquote. As we've reported, tens of thousands of people had taken to the streets in Berlin on Saturday on the occasion of the 43rd Christopher Street Day. Pictures and videos do show how people stood closely together, and many did not wear a mask. After the official part of the CSD, several thousand people then celebrated in Neukölln's Hasenheide on Sunday night. In the process, while destroying large parts of the green area, not observing distance and hygiene rules or the alcohol ban, the police did not intervene. In Schöneberg, too, after the official demo, people continued to party loudly, and here, also, police officers only watched. According to official police figures, 27 people were temporarily arrested during the CSD for dangerous bodily harm, resistance, fundraising fraud, and violations of the infection control ordinance. But there are increasing accusations being reported that the police and politicians tolerated the violations of the corona regulations at the CSD. At other demos in the past, for instance, they had acted more decisively, for example, against Querdenker. The spokesman for the police union, Benjamin Yendro, said that with what was observed on Berlin's streets over the weekend, the accusation of a double standard is understandable, adding, quote, this will undoubtedly affect the operational situation next weekend and require detailed communication from our forces in all measures, unquote. As, on this coming Saturday, Querdenker have again called for demos in Berlin, and up to 50,000 participants are expected. Yendro wants a factual classification of the events and rejects a comparison of the CSD demo and the Querdenker demos, adding that, quote, one should not be blinded by the power of images. We have also seen tens of thousands who have kept to distances, mask obligation, and the basics of democratic coexistence, which fundamentally distinguishes the CSD from previous demonstrations which have been directed against the corona policy of Germany. Unquote. The Berlin police are investigating their own ranks on suspicion of racist and inhuman remarks after employees reported a total of 5 colleagues from the same department. A special task force called Central Investigation Group, which was set up by Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic for such cases, is conducting the inquiries. According to the reports, the racist remarks which 2 officers are said to have made during patrols in May could not have been heard by outsiders or the persons concerned, which is relevant in the criminal evaluation. Nevertheless, the statements are said to have been, quote, in absolute contradiction to the values and self-image as well as the tasks and duties of police officers, unquote. Disciplinary investigations are underway and measures under service law are already taking effect. Further proceedings are being conducted against 3 other police employees for various reasons. In one case, there is suspicion that symbols of unconstitutional organizations have been used. In another, there is a suspicion of racial profiling. And in a third, no politically motivated action is suspected. It only became known in mid-July that 5 other Berlin police officers were suspected of having sent dehumanizing content in a chat group. This case is also being handled by the Central Investigation Group, and several apartments were searched for evidence on suspicion of incitement to hatred and the use of anti-constitutional symbols. In January, 47 disciplinary proceedings were underway at the Berlin police on suspicion of right-wing extremist or racist statements. The Technical University of Berlin is now to conduct a study on possible racism and discrimination in the police force on behalf of the Senate's internal administration. Berlin wants to take in 500 mainly Syrian and Iraqi refugees from Lebanon. A corresponding state admission order has been issued by Interior Senator Geisel, as the Interior Administration announced on Monday. The coordination between federal and state authorities on the matter has been successfully completed, and the first families could be accepted in Berlin as early as this year. The plan is to bring 100 people in particular need of protection from Lebanon to Berlin annually during the next 5 years. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.